This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
The hour now. I'm Doug with Jen and Victoria. There's a research project going on right now that I have sponsored that many of you may want to participate in when you see the information at djvshow.com. And we'll promote it at Twitter at djvshow and Facebook at djvshow that asks you, among other things, what you like in the program. And what invariably comes back week after week after week are three or four things. One of them is the, other than the repartee between all of us, the information on your health and well-being is always number one. Want more information on how we can get a better job? In the top four is always a reference to animals and pets. Warren Eckstein, who's the host of The Pet Show, is good enough to give us his time every week. And I started something. I asked him if he'd spend a little bit more time with us, and he graciously said, yeah, last week. And then from that comes this explosion of people. Why can't Warren be on more often?
Do they sound just like that?
Yeah, I know. Sound just like
I
that.
Have a big family.
Yes, you do. A large family. So, there's a story today from the medical community that I wondered about because I have actually done this. There is a warning aimed at people who are apparently using their pets' antibiotics. It's a study of people using medicines, because a lot of times the prescriptions, I remember Charlie getting prescriptions for things with her joints and that sort of thing. It's the same stuff that we use. I mean, they may tell you it's not the same stuff, but it's the same stuff. So there was a survey done, Warren, of 400 people, and 5% said they use prescription antibiotics that came from their animals. And I wonder what you think.
Well, you know, it's interesting.
Think about that.
It's been going on for a long time. But here's the bottom line. Think about this. Let's say I go in. I weigh 185 pounds. I go into my doctor. He prescribes antibiotics for me in a certain dosage according to my weight, my size, and what my problem is. Mm-hmm. That may be entirely different than your pet. However, here's what I do recommend. Because very often buying the medicine, the prescriptions at the veterinarian is much more expensive. You can ask your veterinarian for a prescription, and you can go to Walmart, you can go to Walgreens, you can go to CVS, wherever you want with that prescription and get medication. In fact, the bigger chains now are advertising pet medication available. So you can save a lot of money by getting a prescription from your veterinarian and going to one of the chain stores. But I would never recommend giving your pet medication that's prescribed for you because, again, you don't know the right dosage, the right amount, or if this medication may be interfering with another medication mm-hmm. that your pet may be on.
Mm-hmm. A lot of leftover prescriptions. I'm certainly one, when I've had, it's not very often that I get an antibiotic for something, but I don't usually go the whole course, and if there's something left over, you use it.
That's really bad. That's like the, that's like number one they say not to do.
Yeah,
you have to finish the full course.
Okay.
There's not much for rules, Victoria. Apparently.
Next item of interest has to do with a list of animal pay. Animals that are in the movies, now and then. You've trained a lot of dogs for movie roles. I know you haven't tried to train cats because you can't train a cat. When's the last time you saw a cat in a movie, anyway?
You can train cats, right?
No, whoa.
Come on, Debbie.
My best-selling
book.
My best-selling book is still How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want. I remember Letterman years ago saying to me, Warren, you cannot train cats. And I remember going on late night with David Letterman with my own cat, Mowdy, who was a feral rescue cat on a leash and harness, and Dave shut up and never spoke another word about not training cats.
Really?
You'll go. I'm not pro-circuses. I'm against them. But you'll go to a circus, you'll see a lion walking on a leash in a harness, you see a lion jumping through a hoop of fire, yet you get home and you can't get your Siamese to use the litter box. It's because people assume that cats can't be trained, but they can.
Ah, okay. Guess I got that straight out. All right. So what's... I've been told. What about the animals that are on this list? What they get paid for being in the movies?
Yeah, it was interesting. Toto, the dog from The Wizard of Oz, who, by the way, was also in a movie called Bright Eyes and was in a movie called Tortilla Flat with Spencer Tracy and Hedy Lamarr, $125 a week. That's how much Toto was paid, which was $50 a week more than the Munchkins, which tells you awesome. Now, Rin Tin Tin was paid $6,000 a week, which seems like a lot of money back then in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s.
In the TV show.
Wow, that is a lot. Yeah.
He was what the heck was the TV show he was in?
Rin Tin Tin.
Oh, but there was Rinny was one of the, was either Roy Rogers' pal.
That was Bullet.
That was Bullet.
In fact, you know what's funny? I'm looking at a picture of Bullet on my wall right now. Bullet, Roy Rogers, and Trigger. I got this great photograph of the three of them. But the interesting part was the dog that was in Frasier. I cannot believe $10,000 per episode, 13 episodes at a time. That's $130,000, 13 episodes twice a year. Dog was earning $250,000. Now I'm here sipping a cup of coffee out of a Keurig.
What's wrong with that?
No, nothing, I guess.
No. It's if everything's in his place. There's a study out today suggesting that science has found that dogs use the same brain area as a human to listen to and process language. Dogs process words with the left hemisphere, use the right hemisphere to process intonation. I'm telling you, whenever Charlotte was around and there was something going on between me and Lady Love, there was always an expression, there was a feeling, you could see it, you could feel it. I think dogs are so much smarter than humans in many ways. And they're also, they work, I believe, to keep us together. Do you know what I mean? They work because they understand our behavior.
They're not inhibited, Doug. They're in their natural state. They do what they do. And I think if people were in their natural state, we'd be more knowledgeable and have that sixth sense that our dogs have. But you're absolutely right. It's more than just being with your dog or being with your cat. There's an energy that goes back and forth between people and the pets that they live with. And it really means a lot. And some people think I'm eccentric for saying that, but anyone who's ever lived with a pet knows that feeling when their
Absolutely.
Dog or cat is around.
Mm-hmm.
There's attention to the zoo in Gaza. You know anything about that? The Gaza Strip where one of the charities has gone in and removed animals from these. This is an area that's blowing up all the time.
Yeah.
What do they have? They have a zoo in the Gaza Strip. What are they, nuts?
They're crazy. And any time, you know, it breaks my heart when you hear about these zoos and these war zones, whether it be Afghanistan or whether it be Iraq or Iran, and the last thing that people care about are the animals. Well, if you can't take care of them, get them out. Why would you put a zoo in a war zone? And if there is a zoo in a war zone, why don't you just remove the animals to a safer area? It just makes common sense.
Yeah. I know Cher, recently on Twitter, Cher has been trying to and has successfully rescued a few elephants from conflict areas and had them transferred to animal sanctuaries. So I think a lot of celebrities, like Miley Cyrus, adopted the beagle who was in the lab, who was tested on. I think a lot of celebrities are raising some great awareness for things like that, too.
Hey, Doug, you're going to love this quickly. There's a new product on the market. It's called Pet Chats, C-H-A-T-Z. Now, what this is a telephone and a computer, which means that you can video chat with your pet when you're at work, if your pet is at home. But more important, for an extra $99, you can actually give your pet a treat while you're at work. They'll open up the box, the dog can get a treat. And one more thing, your dog can actually now call you at work. Don't forget the biscuits on the way home, Doug. So it's called Pet Chat. Interesting, about $400 for the whole package. I don't know about that. I don't know if it's a good idea or a bad idea.
Yeah, well, I think oftentimes there's just so much conflict with people because there's such a difference between those people like us who care and love the animals and those who don't give a damn. And that doesn't go for just dogs. There's a story from some town in Spain that had an animal festival of the weekend, and they killed a bunch of calves. Because the Spanish and Portuguese are awful when it comes to their... I remember a Portuguese farmer. Some people came to his farm, and they wanted a calf for a celebration, and what they wanted was the calf dead and cooked. As a, you know, they let the guy killed the calf, and they put him on a spigot, didn't skin him or anything, just left him whole and just cooked him. And they gave these people, what in the world? But you see, it's a different set of values, Warren. They don't have the same feeling about animals. They're just servants. They're objects.
But that's where education comes into play. And I think the younger generation is more in tune with that. And I think we're going to start seeing, and you're seeing laws change all over the world now in favor of the animals. And that's a good thing. Because for years, animals were just animals and whatever happened, happened. Not so much anymore. You're seeing changes at shelters. You're seeing changes at sanctuaries. All for a positive thing for the animals. And I think it's about time.
I think one of the things we were yakking about earlier, a dog in Minnesota was elected mayor for the third time. A Great Pyrenees 9-year-old dog, first elected in 2014, and every year after that, he's been elected. His name is Duke. He's the mayor of, let's see, this little town is, what the heck's the name of this town? I'm not sure. I was looking for the name of the dog.
It's pretty hard to bribe a dog. I would have, I wish there were more dogs, I wish there were more dogs in office because they're honest. You know where they stand all the time. There's no facade. There's no going back. No, I'm going to go walk this back. I said this. I said that. They're honest. And that's what I love about animals. That's what my career is all about, is the working with animals and their honesty. They're always there. You always know where they're at. If they like you, they tell you. If they don't like you, they tell you. They don't buy you a drink first. The honesty factor of animals is so critical.
We were talking earlier, the final story about Dierks Bentley. I'm pronouncing it correctly, Jennifer?
That's Dierks correct. Bentley. Yes, Dierks. Yeah, Dierks Bentley.
We were talking about him participating in a concert. He said he posted on his Facebook page or Twitter page his last dog that just died, Jake.
Yeah, he was really sad about it. He posted a lot on social media.
My last dog, he said. What do you say to people who over time do? I mean, I said I'm not going to have another dog after Charlotte. I really think Millie is a special dog, very, very warm, very cute. Not my dog, but a dog that I loved and enjoy. But, Charlotte, I believe, is not replaceable. And so I said, I'm not going to get another dog. But you know what? I think I probably will at some point.
I use one word, legacy. In other words, if you loved your dog and your dog loved you, what a legacy to take another dog or cat and save its life and give it the life that the dog that you've lost or the cat that you lost would want. Because animals are not jealous the way people are. Animals will think the way we're thinking. So I say, if you lose a dog, the best thing for you, the dog that you lost, is to go out and adopt another one and leave that legacy going.
Good idea. The Hugs and Kisses AnimalFund.org. Hugs and Kisses, a great line of supplements, minerals, vitamins that Warren puts together, especially for dogs and cats. And so go to thepetshow.com and hugsandkisses.com. Find out more what you can do to make your pet's life better. Thank you to Warren Eckstein being here on the program.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler. As a home improvement expert for the Money Pit, I try out lots of great products, and I was so impressed by the new Generac IQ 2000 portable inverter generator, I featured it on Fox & Friends. If you're looking for portable power for tailgating, camping, parties, or when the power goes out, you'll love the Generac IQ 2000. It's quiet, smart, easy to use, and hundreds less than a Honda generator. And right now, you can order a Generac IQ for just $71 a month with 12 easy zero-interest payments and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Plus, you'll get free shipping, and the first 100 listeners get a free copy of my book, Your Guide to Every Home Improvement Adventure. The Generac IQ will make sure you're never out of power. Get yours for just $71 a month with a 30-day money-back guarantee, free shipping, and my book free at GeneracIQ.com or call 800-965-1172. That's 800-965-1172 or go to GeneracIQ.com, GeneracIQ.com.
Stay healthy from head to wallet with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. You can earn Plenty points on hundreds of specially marked products each week on your favorite brands. Every 100 Plenty points equals a dollar off your next purchase. Sign up today in store or online at RiteAid.com. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit RiteAid.com/RakenPoints for details.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
After the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Sam Hunt, who has become the first solo male to have four country songs number one on the charts from a debut album. 32-year-old Sam Hunt, making his mark on Nashville, became the first solo male with these hits. What do we know about him, Jen?
Just that he's a relatively new country singer, and if you listen to his sound, it's very kind of indie, country, rocky, sort of. It's not your traditional country, male country singer.
Yeah.
But he's, you know, people really have jumped onto his bandwagon. I have not seen him perform live yet, but I would like to.
The LP is called Montebello. The songs that are number one, Make You Miss Me. Let's see, Leave the Night On, Take Your Time, and House Party, all a different time since this thing was released. His other single, Break Up in a Small Town, would have made number five, but it stalled at number two. So this guy's got a bright future, we've seen, whether it's in a long
run. It's a lot of hits from a debut album.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah, it was packed.
About albums, it always bothered me about albums. They fill them up. How many people have released
good albums that they were?
Like all 10 or 12 cuts were great songs and they were all recognizable. Or is that the antithesis? You're supposed to fill up an album with junk and put two or three hits on it, and that's why it will sell.
I think most artists try not to fill it up with junk.
Well, it's always junk they don't think is junk. It's like the ones that they want to play because they're an artiste.
Yeah.
Or they want to play in a jam session in their concert.
It's so different, though. I never, ever, ever, ever buy an album anymore. Usually, I download the tracks that I like from the album. I usually don't take the whole thing anymore.
I mean, anomaly then, because I never buy singles. I always buy the full album.
You are definitely in the minority.
Yeah, because I feel like some of the best songs are on the album, not the singles. Like, I think of Ed Sheeran, his last album that he released, I loved him, but I thought all of the singles were so blah, and all of the good songs were on the album.
Blah.
Well, a lot of artists try to make that case for buying entire albums instead of just selling off singles, but that's, you know, American Idol and The Voice and shows like that have really been blamed for killing albums because they became so much about the singles.
I've always been about the single. Even when I was a little kid, and this is going to predate me, are you ready?
Yeah.
They would sell cassette singles, but I would have like 1,000 of those. Like, instead of buying the full cassette, you could actually just buy the little single of the song. It would have one song on the front, one song on the back, A and B side. And I used to love those. You could get them for like $1.99, and I was like all excited.
They were actually called a cassingle.
Wow, I guess
that was actually, yeah, that's what that was called.
God bless you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I had the cassingles last week, by the way.
The last comparable chart achievement for a solo country male was 25 years ago when Clint Black had 4 hot country songs from his debut album, Killin' Time, which started him on the road to success in 1989. So it wasn't from that time to this time that 4 cuts from the same album made it to number one. Sam Hill in the focus. What the Sam Hill is going on here? What the heck?
Or in the Sam Hunt.
I meant Sam Hunt. I was thinking of what is the movie where Slim Pickens is riding the bomb down. Boy, that's a famous movie. From movie scene.
From what decade?
What the Sam? Excuse me?
I'm sorry.
This is a classic. This is art. Everybody, no matter how old they are, should know about these sorts of things.
Tell them, Dougie.
Yeah. Can be told here and know that the telling is told in the proper telling style.
Tell them about when you used to go to the movie show.
28 after the hour.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have 7 ingredients? Is it because 7 is a lucky number? Or because there's 7 wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate 7 cheesesteaks? No, it's because 7 is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Water.
Hey, it's me, Water. Look, about what happened in your apartment with a broken pipe. I just wanted to apologize for ruining all your stuff, and I hope this can all just be some me under the bridge someday. Oh, and also, I'm not paying for anything. Okay, bye.
Water never pays for water damage. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
I see. Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Whether you need back to school supplies or you're coming back for more, Staples has all your back to school essentials in stock and at low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
To On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Time to free your mind, 34 after the hour. I'm Doug with Jen and Victoria on the air. We have our perspective. You have your thoughts. Please share them with us any number of ways. Twitter at DJV Show, Facebook.com/DJV Show, 888-302-3684 is okay. Doug at DougStefan.com is okay. The chief of the Chicago Police Department said yesterday that, count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 officers are fired over their role in the shooting death of that black teenager. One police officer who was identified as Jason Van Dyke shot Laquan McDonald 16 times. So he got fired along with a bunch of other officers, I think very appropriately, this kind of stuff. No matter where it is, what city it's in, even if you're as bad as Chicago, you got to fire these guys. And it isn't because they deserve to be fired, not because you're trying to set some example, because they should have been fired. They weren't prosecuted. But how do you shoot somebody 16 times and not say you're an angry SOB? How do you do that? So anyway, this, I think that was the shooting that gave rise to the Black Lives Movement as well. There are some other officers, 9 others, I believe, who are facing charges. Van Dyke, first-degree murder. He's on unpaid leave. That always sort of sparks my interest. When public officials get paid or not paid, how is that decision made? I'm recalling a situation actually this week in Framingham. Superintendent of Schools has been here, I think, 4.5 years. He had a 3-year contract, given another 3 years. So he's got about a year left to play on it. Was basically fired, but they can't fire him because he still has his contracts. So they got to pay him out for the next year or so. He was a dismal, horrible, what a failure. And how this guy got another, well, the chairwoman of the school committee sort of protected him, and he made a mess of the system, just a complete mess of the system. And you see these happening. He's applied for 3 jobs this year, and he hasn't got any of them. He's been a runner-up, and then figure people look at his record and say, wait a minute, we don't want this guy here. But it's amazing how many of these people do get jobs. But the point I was trying to make is when you are on administrative leave, when you get paid for not doing your job, there's something wrong with that, with the contractual system. Mm-hmm. If you're found incompetent, then you should just be fired. Story over. End of story. Okay, let's see if we can keep people's interest in conversation going on here by a focus on the roads in your neighborhood or the roads in your state. Wallet Hub has released an in-depth analysis of the strictest and most lenient states, not one and the same, the strictest states on high-risk drivers and the most lenient states on high-risk drivers. And I believe that the high-risk drivers are those who have had their license pulled, they've been arrested, they've had accidents, that kind of thing. High-risk drivers in Connecticut, for example, face the largest increase in insurance premiums. In Michigan, they see the smallest bump when they have an accident. If you have an accident in Connecticut, you're likely to get a 90% increase in your premium. Ooh, in Michigan, 30% increase. Delaware is the hardest on reckless drivers. The lengthy, let's see here, I'm looking at 10 days in jail. That means you get your insurance canceled. Let's see here.
Wow.
The average fine for a first DUI in Washington, $347. Okay, so let's go through the strictest states. Jennifer, you want to be the top? You want to be the big voice announcer?
Okay. Do you want me to start with number 10?
But why? What a great idea.
All right. Here we go. Ready?
So do we do the strictest states first or the most lenient states?
Let's do the strict ones first.
Strict states first. Okay, here we go.
That's right. me. Number 10.
Kansas.
Number 9.
Colorado.
Number 8.
Oklahoma.
Number 7.
Illinois.
We spare no expense on this show. Number 6.
Delaware.
Number 5.
Virginia.
Number 4.
West Virginia.
Number 3.
Georgia.
Number 2.
Alaska.
And the number 1 state,
which has the
strictest
laws,
driving laws
on high-risk drivers, is Arizona. Arizona, you basically have a problem, they take your insurance away from you. It's the end of that.
This is interesting because with Virginia, I see way less like lights or cameras and everything and police cars than I do in Maryland.
All right, so here's the list, the top 10 list of the most lenient states on high-risk drivers where you can get away with almost anything, including murder.
Number 10.
Thank you.
We are nailing this, you guys. Nailing
South Dakota.
Number 9. I'm trying
Pennsylvania.
To give you a different little aspect. Number 8.
North Dakota.
Number 7.
Ohio.
Number six.
Don't forget where you are. Michigan.
I'm trying. Number five.
New Jersey.
Number four.
Mississippi.
Number three.
Montana.
Number two.
District of Columbia.
And number one.
Rhode Island.
Rhode Island is the most lenient?
Lenient state on high-risk drivers.
Now, does that mean like multiple DUIs and things like that?
Right.
So if you get a DUI and then they give you a slap on the wrist, then you get another one, and then instead of just losing your license immediately in Rhode Island, they just let you keep going?
Yeah. Right.
they did institute a thing in D.C. I don't know if it's like on right now or if they're just planning to, where it was going to be $1,000 fine if you were caught going 25 miles over the speed limit or not, which is pretty bad to me. But I guess that's not taking away your license. It's just a fine.
Yeah. Right. So that's drunk driving. That's under the influence driving. If you have speeding tickets... Iowa is the strictest state. Speed cameras, racers using absolute speed limits. You can't. Texas, and I remember driving through, and I was bringing Charlotte home on the trip that she died in the car. I was driving through Texas. Mm-hmm. It was late one night, and we were zooming along. I don't know, I was probably doing 90, 95. And it's like midnight. And behind me comes the bubblegum machine, and this lady... pulls us over, very sweet. She wanted to know more about Charlotte. She said, "We don't have any leniency here. The speed limit is 75. That's as fast as you can go. Please don't drive any faster than that." That's all she said to me. Wow. She wanted to know about the Range Rover because her husband always wanted to have a Range Rover, and wanted to know about the dog because her husband always wanted to have an English Bulldog. So after that half-hour conversation...
Well, so if people don't have a Bulldog or a Range Rover, they might get a ticket?
They're in trouble in Texas. Yes, right.
Okay. That's the moral of that story.
That's it. Right, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So anyway, this is the United States of America, but yet there is so little comparison often in some of the basic laws, and this shows it. It points it out how lenient it is to be caught doing something wrong in some states and how they throw the book at you in some of the other states. When it comes to DUIs, I think they should throw the book at you all the time. And as far as speeding is concerned, I think that should be the job of the police. The police should not be out there as revenue enhancement officers. They ought to be out looking after bad guys. And speeding is not, catching a speeder is not my addition to catching idea of catching a bad guy. Speeders just are speeders. That's it. Unless they're running away from a robbery. And then if that case, you know, or you got something in your...
So you're saying that you think that the speed limit is just a suggestion?
Well, for me it is. Does that sound arrogant? I don't know.
Yeah. How many speeding tickets have you ever gotten?
I used to get them all the time. I don't get them anymore. I haven't gotten a speeding ticket for years and years and years and years. I haven't gotten a speeding ticket. But I used to get them all the time. I used to have a really heavy foot. I'm a little lighter now. But it's really... Well, it was fun driving fast. It wasn't fun paying the $400 fine.
So basically, because it's something that you did. Mm-hmm. You don't think that the cop should...
Right.
It's not just something he did. It's something he had fun doing.
So. Yeah. Right, yeah. Right.
Right. There, it carries me to catch on. Good for you. 44 past the hour.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science folks sure know how to party. Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrisin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
care matters. And in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury and safety Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event now through August 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and 0.99% APR financing on select models available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties. APR offer available only to qualified customers. Call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for details about costs and terms.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car, because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. You know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Rub-a-dubbing in my toes.
40.
Sleeping in my bed.
7. That's the hour. There are indications that 3 out of 5 millennials think bars of soap are gross, according to New Market Research. And if you just stand next to a few of them and smell the BO, you don't have to do a lot of
research. We're so enjoying Ken Mellon's rub-a-dubbing, by the way.
Half of all U.S. consumers believe bars of soap
yes,
are covered in germs after they get used.
A
feeling that
so
is particularly
weird.
Strong among consumers who are known as millennials. So what do you use, Kara, then to wash under your arms?
See, I don't mind bars of soap, and I don't especially think they're gross, but I generally use body wash just because it's a little bit...
soapier?
Not soapier, but it makes it a little bit less of a mess because soap tends to either slip out of your hand or it leaves that like stain on your shower if you leave it sitting there. Whereas
soap does?
Yeah. The soap or the scum that's in the soap dish.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me tell you the funny behind the scenes on this story. I pulled this story up yesterday. I went, oh my gosh, you were gone, Dougie. This was off the air. I said, Victoria, Kara, millennials think that soap is dirty. What? And I'm going through this story, and Victoria's like, gross.
Oh my God.
It is so gross. And washcloth, she's like freaking out about soap and washcloth.
What do you wash yourself then with?
I use a shower puff and some and
how
body
do you clean out your ears?
With a Q-tip.
Not in the shower. When you're in the shower, how do you wash your ears?
No way. I don't wash my ears in the shower.
You can wash your ears.
Well, how do you wash?
Body wash.
Or shampoo.
Soap.
Yeah.
You've got to have something to stick in your ear. What do you use? Don't you use a washcloth to stick in your ear to wash your ears out?
No. No. That sounds like a Popeye cartoon or something. No. No one does that.
That's a boy thing.
I do it.
That's weird.
That is weird.
All right. This may be totally uninteresting, but I feel like we should divulge our shower routines. Do you want me to start?
Yeah. 15 seconds.
15 seconds. Okay. So I do the shampoo, then I wash my face, then I wash the shampoo out and put the conditioner on, and then I do my poof with my body wash all over, but I use a soap and a washcloth for the important parts, if you know what I mean, because you can't stick a poof up there.
That'll be
think you're really supposed to stick anything there, but okay.
I know, but people that tell you that also.
All right, so we miss out on the exciting, what are they doing in the shower stories from Karen and Victoria.
Wait! This isn't fair.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243. 990-1243.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The kind I like to meet, pretty woman. I know many of you, you're not the truth. No one could look at you.
Getting into this. Thank you. All right. That will not end up on our reel of podcasts of what we say in between the commercials. All right, we're into movie moments and movie news with Chuck Curry. Starting off with the music that Roy Orbison made number one for 4 weeks in a row, and it was a part of the movie of the same name, which I had to be reminded because I didn't think this actually was in the movie. The reason we're playing is because Richard Gere is celebrating his birthday. What is he, about 66, 67? How old is Richard Gere?
68 today.
68 today. Still looks pretty good, though, right?
Hey, looks really good. He's been doing a lot of, like a lot of actors who hit a certain age, he's doing a lot of independent work. Yeah. A lot of his stuff's going straight to on-demand DVD.
Mm-hmm.
If I had to ask you your favorite, one of your favorite Richard Gere movies, what would it be?
That movie was with Diane, what's her face, when he was out on the beach in the...
Oh, yeah, I like that movie. I think, Doug, you and I are the only two people who liked it and saw it. Nice and Rodanthe.
Yeah, it's a little weird, but he was in that movie, Second Biggest House in India, or whatever the hell the name of that was. What was the name of that movie?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, the Second Best. best exotic really marigold. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would, you know what my favorite Richard Gere movie is? It's 1993, opposite Jodie Foster, a movie called Summersby.
Oh, I
really like that film. It has a great score by...
You know what? I have to learn. I got to learn a lesson here.
Yeah.
Chucker asked me a question, not because he wants me to tell what my answer is. He wants me to ask him what I thought the best Richard Gere movie was. So why don't I waste my time telling you what mine
was? Well, I'm interested in your opinion.
Really? Yeah. Well, let's find out what else he's interested in a moment here. Movie Moments continues.
Hi, I'm Paul. I used to ask if you could hear me now with Verizon, but I switched to Sprint. Sprint's network reliability is now within 1% of Verizon. Plus, Sprint changed the game again with their new unlimited data plan that gives you the freedom to do whatever.
Wow, unlimited data?
Yep.
I've watched dog videos, cat videos, dogs with cats videos. No overages, no worries.
People seem pretty excited.
Ooh, and I play puzzle games and candy things and text, ping, post, snap, tweet. I am DM. Hashtag best unlimited on the planet.
Can you hear that? So, switch to Sprint's Unlimited Freedom Plan. Get unlimited mobile-optimized streaming videos, gaming, music, and data for $60 a month. Live your life unlimited. Live free. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/freedom, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Coverage and offer not everywhere for discounted phones subject to credit and $30 activation fees. Plus taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Streaming may be mobile-optimized with video up to 480p and music up to 500 kilobytes per second. Games limited up to 2 megabytes per second for evident network use rules apply and data deprioritization during congestion. Reliability claim based on third-party data restrictions apply.
All right, so Chucker, what do we have for movie news today?
Universal Pictures has signed a relatively unknown actress named Karen Gillan to play one of the main leads in its reboot of the Robin Williams movie Jumanji. This has a really good cast. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Kevin Hart, and Jack Black are going to star in this film, which will probably go into
production sometime not bad.
Later this year. What's that?
I said 2 out of 3 is not bad.
Yeah, 2 out of 3. Now I'll take. Which one don't you like?
Kevin Hart's a waste.
I figured that. He's an acquired.
I'm a racist too. Anyway.
But I am a big fan of Jack Black. I like him a lot. Other news: Warner Brothers has acquired the film rights to a best-selling book titled "Live Fast, Die Hot" is a starring vehicle for actress Anne Hathaway. This is the plot: a New York City actress leading a carefree life is forced to grow up when she has kids. Is anybody going to want to see that? Movie. And news of interest, NBC's Grimm will end after season 6, and Victoria, take note, ABC's Pretty Little Liars will end after season 7.
I'm devastated.
All right, the story of why Gene Wilder didn't make a movie. He didn't like what was being done. He didn't like the CGI. He didn't like the sex. He didn't like the bombing. He didn't like the swearing.
True. That's all true.
3D. He didn't want to do a 3D movie. It was junk, he said. So he wrote books instead.
Yeah, and I mean, like I said yesterday, his acting credits were only 37. I mean, you know, as much as I like Johnny Depp, but when you make a comparison to Johnny Depp's Willy Wonka to Gene Wilder's, there's just simply no comparison.
Was there a movie Gene called Wilder Willy Wonka? What movie was that? Willy Wonka. What happened to Willy Wonka?
Willy's Wonka is what it was.
There's my parallel universe. Yes,
yeah, exactly. Right. Okay. By the way, his parallel universe is the Appalachian Mountains. He's in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, ladies and gentlemen. He's the only person in town that actually gives it a good name. Nothing else going on in Stroudsburg except Chuck Curry.
He's also the only one with a Brooklyn accent.
Right, it's in Stroudsburg.
Very heavy Brooklyn accent, I might add.
Right, exactly. How come you haven't worked that off? Like, I worked off my New England accent. Why can't you work off that New York accent?
It won't go away. Apologize.
Yeah. Huh. They run you out of town sooner or later. All right, Chuck Curry, our movie man with Movie Moments here on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing.
received a complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.